This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, before the show is done, we will give you another chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Caps take on the Hurricanes at Capital One Arena for Game 2, which is Thursday night. Game 1 is tonight at Capital One Arena. Right now on the Rood Guest Hotline, Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Waiting to be joined by our friend Alan May. He should join us shortly to help break down the series as Carolina visits.
My guess is that he'll be very optimistic. He's usually pretty bullish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's not going to care what these analytics guys say.
He's not going to put too much
stock
in that.
Well, we went through all of the so-called experts, you know, the guys who cover hockey for ESPN and all those big names. Mark Messier took the Canes, but a lot of them took the Caps.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys aren't analytics guys.
True.
Right.
Yeah, they're just commentators.
Right.
Or former players.
Can the analytics people account for the fact that Tom Wilson, this is from RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com, Tom Wilson has a lucky egg in his locker stall and he's not moving it?
Okay. You can't account for that.
It's nestled up there with some of his athletic tape on the top shelf of his locker. Like, how do you put that into your analytics machine? What do you do with that?
We never got into this, but I had texted Drab that I wanted to, and I think we both forgot. So when he had that series-changing hit, right, I was of the opinion, and you know I'm probably wrong, but I was of the opinion, man, that looked like a penalty to me, but obviously amazing, and I'm all for it. Somebody hit me to, he sent me a link, and I think it was from the TNT broadcast or wherever the hell it was, whatever the broadcast was. I don't know what that was on.
Well, it was obviously on Monumental, I think it was either True TV or TBS.
One of those
broadcasts.
And he says, because if you've noticed, Willie, I don't think, has particularly from afar changed his style. He's still a fierce hitting.
Nor should he.
Okay, but some people he should, because he's getting so many suspensions. Mm-hmm. Like, adjust.
Yeah.
And apparently, and again, I'm not a sophisticated hockey guy, but apparently Willie, I guess, has told the league, or they've told him or whatever. His deal is now, he warns people, when you're skating around in the game and you've got your head down, he's gonna say something before he hits you, just to warn you he's coming. Like, because he doesn't want to be suspended either.
Yeah.
And so when you go and listen to the TBS clip, I'm not convinced it's Wilson, but the fan of the Caps who sent it to me said, that's Wilson. Sit you right before the hit, you hear a guy as they're skating go, "Hey!" Because the guy's head is down.
Right.
And he's trying to
alert
to say, "Hey, get your head up, because I'm about to take you out, brother."
And
so
if he
gives you a hint of a warning. And by him doing that, it's kind of like an agreement with the league.
Makes it a legal hit.
Yeah, and it makes it to the
more
league.
Legal.
So, hey, don't suspend me.
More legal.
I'm not taking a cheap shot. I'm even warning the guy.
It's a nice
Because if he doesn't look and he gets pounded, he's probably going to the box.
Well, it's a nice courtesy of him
to
do.
It's a courtesy.
If he did that, it was nice of him to do it, but There's nothing within the rules that says he has to do that.
No,
he has
but he's Tom Wilson, whose reputation has been held against him. In other words, I'm buying the theory that Willie is even warning these guys. I'm actually buying it. And
Your warning should be Tom Wilson's on the ice, and you know how powerful he is. So don't skate with your head down.
Right.
You shouldn't have to be verbally warned when...
He's going the extra mile because he doesn't want to be suspended.
I understand.
Of course not.
And if you listen to the clip, you can actually hear right before he hits him, and I think it's Willie screaming, "Hey!" And then boom.
I wish we had that right now.
Yeah. Then he just brings the hammer.
But the thing is, you just can't tell who's saying it.
Right.
Yeah. It could be anybody.
But I...
Were they near the benches?
It was right near the sideboards.
It was near the wall.
I think it was opposite the benches, I'd have to look at the hit again.
My guess is that the guy who sent it to me is correct.
It is
Willie. And that he is trying to avoid suspension, but he doesn't want to take away his aggressiveness. Right? So I thought it was an interesting point. So you guys can look for that.
Playoff hockey is just so intense.
It's so riveting.
It really is.
I mean, you're just completely dialed in the whole time. At least I am.
Gives you a lot to look forward to because you know it's every 2 days. I believe this series is going to be played every 2 days. There might be one separation of 3 days, but you know, you've got game one obviously tonight. You got game two Thursday night.
And yeah, the hit happened opposite Saturday. The benches. It was not near the wall where the benches were.
So it wouldn't have been one of their teammates.
I'm 99% sure it was Willie.
Yeah.
And he's just saying "hey" right before he pops him.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, because he doesn't want to be suspended for being a physical player. Is the theory. And I actually kind of buy it.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Well, you also shouldn't be suspended just for being a physical player. Just because Tom Wilson's hits look more vicious and are more powerful doesn't mean he's committing a penalty.
I agree. But sometimes he has.
Sure.
And so,
but that case, I mean, the refs were right there.
And
nobody raised their hand. Nobody blew a whistle.
Right. And it could be because they also recognize that he's, you know, warning these guys. Get your head up.
Yeah. Which, again, he doesn't have to do.
He
Not necessary. That is a nice move. But it's a classy move by Willie before he destroys you.
Yeah, I wonder how many players would actually do that.
I don't know.
Well, maybe when you've been on the brink of so many suspensions. Because I do think his reputation. Is anybody going to argue that they were holding his reputation against him at times with some penalties and some suspensions?
No.
Yeah. I think you're right.
So you got to adjust somehow, and that may be his adjustment. I don't know.
I just think he's a line teeterer, and we talked about
he
that.
He definitely
with that
is.
So sometimes it's going to go against you, and sometimes it's going to go in your favor.
But this listing of the Caps being the shortest, the longest odds to win, it's really starting to rankle me.
Which team do you think they definitively should be higher ranked than?
Well, how about the Winnipeg Jets? The Winnipeg Jets were 1.6 seconds away from going bye-bye.
See you later, mate.
Being pushed by an 8 seed. They have a better chance of winning.
But didn't they have the best record in all
of
hockey?
They did.
Okay.
Well, maybe
the Caps did was dispatch the Canadiens in 5 games. They had one ugly one out of 5. Took care of business, and they're just getting... It's just disrespect.
But maybe it's because they assume that we have a much tougher shot in this round and could lose
to Carolina.
I'm sure
that's something that goes into it.
Yeah.
I haven't completely... I haven't crunched all these numbers.
Where do they have the Winnipeg Pets?
Plus 1,000.
But where? Well, on the list.
What ranking?
They're 7th out of 8.
Winnipeg is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're ahead of the Caps.
Yep.
So the top 2 points teams are getting disrespected.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sure you're not reading this in reverse?
No, that's what I saw too.
The Jets are plus 1,000 and the Caps are plus 1,100. The Dallas Stars have the shortest odds at plus 410. And the Carolina Hurricanes are plus 470. I don't like this list. This is just a Vegas odds list.
Yeah, but usually they have some numbers behind what they put out there.
They're kind of just tossing out. They're clearly tossing out what the regular season numbers were.
Well, I think they're also factoring in everybody assuming Carolina is the favorite here. It could be harder for us to get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, there's some good-ass teams in the Eastern Conference. Those four teams are
good. But to be eighth in a vacuum... Seems outrageous.
Again, correct me if I'm wrong. I missed the part where the Carolina Hurricanes are now the Edmonton Oilers of the mid-80s with Wayne Gretzky, where they won, I think, five Stanley Cups or five in like 7 years. Maybe I'm missing that. Maybe I've missed this Hurricanes run of dominance where they've racked up a bunch of Stanley Cup wins. Because last time I checked, they had one, just like the Caps, and theirs was back in 2006.
Six, yes.
Well, that couldn't be less relevant.
And I believe they also went through, I know everybody's hyping up the fact that they've made seven straight playoff appearances. Why don't you look at what happened before those seven straight playoff appearances?
Yeah, I think they struggled.
8 or 9 seasons of missing the playoffs.
Miss, but
that's irrelevant.
Did you take any solace when Earl called in from Raleigh and he says the fans there and the radio folks down there aren't, they don't have that same confidence that the stats people have. So they're not like disrespecting.
Yeah, I don't think Carolina fans are like flexing their muscles at this point.
Right.
They're probably as surprised as we are that the Hurricanes are the favorite in the series.
Let's go to Evan in Richmond. Evan, what's up?
Hey, morning, boys. Love the show as always, and go Caps.
Thanks,
I got one quick tidbit. Cakes, I love you, buddy, but you got to stop calling Pierre-Luc Dubois Luc Dubois. It's like calling J.P. Flame Paul Flame. It's just not his name at all, buddy.
I want to be correct. So if I'm doing something that's especially tilt-worthy, please set me on the correct
path.
What
is he saying incorrectly?
You call him Luc Dubois? You don't throw in the Pierre before?
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah.
Luc Dubois.
He calls him.
You've been skipping the Pierre?
You've been skipping the Pierre.
Why are you anti-Pierre?
I don't know. So you
call him Doobie. You can call him PLD. You can't call him Luc Dubois.
That's not his name.
Now I need to figure this out. Is his name Dubois or Luc Dubois?
See,
I don't even know. His last name is Luc Dubois.
His last name is Dubois. His first name is Pierre-Luc.
Okay.
Pierre-Luc.
So okay, that's where
so
you're wrong.
So he's calling him.
So that's where you're wrong. I'm clearly
just
wrong.
Just call him Doobie.
I'll just call him Doobie. You know what? I'll just keep calling him Luc Dubois. You know what?
Just to piss this guy off.
That's my thing. It's my thing.
It's not just me, Cakesy. It's not just me.
Other people love you, boys.
So Pierre-Luc is his first. So it's like saying John Paul.
Yeah, I did. I mean.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
I think this is the correct term. What do you think? I'm a Francophile? I know everything about French people and how their names work.
I did see that on Twitter. I saw that on Twitter because he was calling him the wrong name. I didn't really,
But that's what makes sense. Yeah, Cakes thought Luc Dubois was the last name.
Yeah.
But it's John. You know what?
I think you could change.
Are you too stubborn to change?
Admit your fault.
I'm clearly wrong.
Just say, okay.
But it's kind of a good bit to stick with Luc Dubois.
Because he's Pavlovian, you know this.
That's why he calls him Martin St. Louis instead of Martin St. Louis.
Yeah, but that was on purpose.
I know, but.
Yeah, but I'm taking a life L by admitting defeat.
Are you
defeat.
Not allowed to take L's?
I mean, I try to take as few L's as possible, like most people. I like taking dubs. So I like getting curly dubs.
All right, so you just want to stick with this one.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I'll reassess.
I think that you're a diehard Caps fan. For me, you're the biggest Caps fan that I know.
You know,
I would think you would want to name him correctly.
I respect Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Yeah.
I love what he's done for the team.
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
I'll just call him Doobie.
Yeah.
That's the easy.
Just call him Doobie
or PLD.
Yeah.
Either one works. I'm not trying to disrespect the guy, but I guess I was using his name incorrectly.
Yeah, you were trying to be disrespectful. You were just stupid.
I mean, it's happened before. I'm sure it'll happen again.
Drabby, is Alan May still sleeping? What's going on? Or is he working
his
out?
His phone's off. I don't know.
His phone's off? Okay. Well, let's keep working on it for next segment.
Your phone's better. And your phone's beat up.
My phone's awful right now.
Are you still in a panic about it?
It's just weird.
What'd they say?
Because the homepage, it says.
Why don't you delete some extra videos and stuff and then restart the phone and see if it doesn't clear up a little bit? I'm just curious.
It says emergency calls only, but it's not that. I can make any call I want. I can text anybody. I have internet service. I know, it's just strange.
Just go to an AT&T store. They'll help you out. Yeah. They'll hook you.
All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junks. Great to talk to you fellas again.
Thanks, man.
I do kind of agree on the last caller a little bit, even though it's not a big deal. But Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Pierre-Luc. All right.
I guess. I don't know. Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you guys what your thoughts are on, like, what some of these guys' playlists might be before the game. Like, for example, I would like to thank Tom Wilson, one of my favorite players of all time, would put a song like Payback by Slayer in his playlist before the game.
Is this to get Chris, the aggression heavy metal Chris really Plant did. Call? That's what it says. It just reeks of that. I don't know. I don't know what the players' playlists sound like before they take the ice. I have no idea. All I know are their goal celebration songs.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm excited about tonight, fellas. I live and breathe them, and I just hope they get it done. I know it's going to be a brutal battle, and I do know that hopefully Nick Dowd gets in it with Chatfield, or Willie gets in there with Chatfield, because I remember at the end of the season, it was a good slugfest.
Okay.
Yeah, tempers were definitely boiling over in that last regular season meeting where there was like 100-plus penalty minutes.
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome like you guys are.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
So that would be
Chad. Thank you, fellas. Thank you for the time.
Jalen Chatfield. You, and who did Dowder get into it with?
Can't remember.
Yeah, so Jaden Chatfield is the guy. So I don't think I'm going to like Aho.
Because?
Hey, the good thing about Aho.
His face gets on my nerves.
His wife his wife just delivered their first baby, so maybe he's been staying up late.
Hmm.
Like helping tend to the newborn. I'm kind of grasping. That's probably hasn't been the case as he's getting ready for Caps Canes.
I mean, I know he's very good.
What's wrong with his face?
I don't know. It just looks like he'd be a
jerk. He's got a very punchable face. Is that what you're saying?
Looks like he'd be a jerk.
All right. Don't forget, coming up later, we'll give you a chance to win another pair of tickets to go see the Caps when they take on the Hurricanes. Game 2 Thursday night. We'll give away those tickets before the show is done. All of our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Caps take on the Hurricanes tonight at Capital One Arena. We will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2. We'll give those away before the show is done, so keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up before 10 a.m. But right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, which of course is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. EP's driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com.
Before you start, here's something that's entertaining. Metallica is playing at Lane Stadium. I believe that's tomorrow night down in Blacksburg.
Correct.
Right. Which one's going, Maddie or Ava? Which one?
Ava.
Yeah.
Ava. Ava's a senior.
At the end of the EP, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium at the end of the month. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
All right. I get
that would be entertaining to go see James Hetfield and company.
How would it go? When was the last time they put out a brand new album? Are they doing it right now?
They just put out an album a year or a year and a half ago.
Did you like it?
I haven't given it a full listen. I've been a bad Metallica fan.
They just dropped a box set reissue of the Load album, like a big anniversary thing with like 200-something tracks. Like all kinds of live and remastered and demo versions and all kinds of stuff. So.
You're like a real metal guy. Does that mean that you look down on Metallica?
No. Metallica is one of the first metal bands I got into, man. I think
a gateway band for a lot of people. Don't some people think they're like too poppy or whatever? Or no, is that not fair?
Certainly, they're a divisive band in that way. But I a lot of people get kind of elitist about that stuff. I like big bands and small bands too, though. I think there's a place for all of that stuff. So
all right. The everyman heavy metal fan, heavy metal Chris,
former drummer.
Yes, very good.
Does Jason still think Metallica's only going to play Enter Sandman at Lane Stadium over and over again?
I think they should. I think they should open with it and close with it.
I mean, it is brilliant for them to play there, right?
It's a home run. Course,
yeah, I mean, they have a million smash hits that everyone wants.
I know,
to
but these college kids—they don't know all of those hits. It's the last thing that they do. Most of them believe me. I talked to them.
10,000 will be college kids?
I don't know. Apparently, the tickets are pretty cheap now, so I don't know how many people are actually going. I mean, it's tough. It's a Wednesday night.
Right.
It's in a college town in the middle of nowhere.
I think it's going to be a pretty big crowd. I'm going to guess.
Some tickets are going for $90.
Oh.
I thought you said they were going for 500 or 1,000.
They were.
And then it bottomed
and now
out.
Now they've dropped.
Right.
So maybe it's just a few thousand seats up, yeah, up in the rafters, but I don't know.
Hmm. All right. So a couple things. It's kind of annoying, but this Met Gala, I don't know. It just annoys me. All
just,
these celebrities.
Just to interject, you can get tickets, Lane Stadium, for $67 to go see Metallica.
There you go.
Where are those seats?
Row QQQ?
Yes. Right, sounds triple. High.
It sounds probably in the back of the joint. The Met Gala.
But you're right. There's probably going to be a lot of people. Sorry.
Was yesterday, and that's kind of like the annual celebrity deal where it's like the place to be seen, mm-hmm, and be all artistic and you wear your wacky outfit. Bunch of celebs pulled out, though, and a lot of questioning why. LeBron is one that pulled out, and Doug Gottlieb really hammered him. Now, he and Gottlieb have been going at it.
They've had a long time beef.
They've been beefing. LeBron's clubbing him for being a terrible coach this year. Like, this team had at one point, they only had a couple wins.
Right.
Well, LeBron sprained his MCL.
Right, but Gottlieb's point, and I know this to be true, is that you can walk with spread. You could tear your ACL and your MCL and all that. You can walk. I mean, my son did. You're walking fine. You look normal. So it's a day later. He blamed it on the injury. Who knows? I don't know why Gottlieb felt the need to call him out on it, other than they've been going back and forth with each other.
The Green Bay
Gottlieb
Phoenix
gets ADs.
The Green Bay Phoenix finished 4-28.
Oh. Right. They struggled. It's hard. I don't know how you could do both. I don't doubt that he has coaching acumen.
They might not have been much better even if he wasn't doing the show, the mm-hmm podcast or whatever, but he's, you know, clearly needing some help.
How did they
on
perform the season before he took over? They were a bad team, but I don't think they were that bad.
That's a great question. Look at the year before.
I can tell you right now. So this was his rookie year, correct?
So his dad was a coach. I believe his sister is a coach, maybe at USC, possibly.
Are you sure that's his sister?
I think they're related. It's Gottlieb, right?
They were much better the year before. They were 18-14.
The year before,
I think
he took over.
Coach got another job. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was fired.
The other coach went to Wyoming.
But,
the previous coach.
He probably had a whole new team.
Probably.
Right? Yeah, I mean, new coach, he probably had nothing.
Probably.
You know, all the kids left. But anyway.
His brother is an assistant at Grand Canyon. His sister, Wendy, formerly worked in marketing for the Raiders. I don't see her as a coach.
Maybe
the other Gottlieb might not be related.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just looking at the personal section of Wikipedia.
That's probably right. Probably more right than me. So I guess that when all these celebs dress up and they all try to make their, you know, this ADs and get all the fashion people all excited, I guess they always have a theme.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what this year's theme was, but apparently Shakira ignored the theme and she wore some enormous pink gown that people were slamming her for. I know Sydney Sweeney was getting slammed. They say she was off theme. It seems so much pressure. I don't know why you would go. Rihanna was there. I guess she's debuting her third baby bump, Cakes.
Ah.
Now, I don't know who the baby daddy is.
Is it an ASAP Rocky?
I think you're right, Cakes.
Pretty sure.
I think you're right.
I'm dialed into pop culture. I don't know what to tell you.
I think it is ASAP Rocky. One celeb that I don't believe was there was Jennifer Aniston, who, this is wild, she may have had a JFK incident. She certainly did. The incident when we worked at the station and somebody plowed into the building.
Oh, really?
A guy in his 70s plowed into her luxury compound.
You know
in
my
Bel
stance
Air,
here. You know my stance.
Which is.
How old was he?
He's in his 70s.
A man believed to be in his 70s drove into the luxury compound shortly after noon in LA. They say he was apprehended by the security team and she was at the house at the time. They detained him, but I guess it's still unknown whether or not it was a burglary attempt or if he was just, you know, like lost his way.
I'm
like sometimes
say
old people do.
Old guy and or medical episode / just bad clueless driver. Not intentional.
That's what I'm gonna guess too, but I wonder how
house.
Far off the road.
It's like the guy who ran into our studios in Fairfax.
Yeah. That's what I mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this
was
is.
That, was that? Do you remember how old that guy looked?
I don't.
I didn't look in.
I have no idea. JP's the one that was checking on him.
He was in his 40s.
I was too busy tweeting.
Really? Wasn't older.
I was the journalist on the scene tweeting the reports of our near demise.
You only got pictures from the outside, though.
Twitter was around then?
Yeah, I believe
Jason,
so.
Jason, this is wild. And I feel like this is underreported. I'm pretty plugged into just gossipy stuff like this. Do you remember Dan Serafini? Okay?
Yes.
Okay. He's an ex-MLB pitcher, I believe. Mm-hmm. Okay? Pitched like seven or eight years. Don't look
did he,
yet.
Did he pitch for Cleveland, maybe?
Minnesota, maybe several teams.
Okay?
Pitched for 7 or 8 years, maybe even the Phillies. I'm not sure. He is currently on trial for murder.
Ooh.
Back in 2021, here's the deal. Apparently, he was low on cash. He made like $14 million in his career. Yeah. So he had a decent career. He's like 51 years old now. Okay. In 2021, he is married at the time. It's alleged that he snuck into his in-law's home in Lake Tahoe, and he blew their friggin' brains out.
He blew both of them? He killed two people?
The father-in-law died immediately. The mother-in-law survived, but I think was like very, very injured, right? Shot in the head. And then I think they say she later took her own life, like 6 months later or something, mm-hmm. you know, living through that horrific circumstance. Turns out, and I think they didn't know what happened until maybe a couple years later, but turns out they think it's him on the security cameras going in there. They arrest the daughter as a co-conspirator, either after the fact or involved, and the shocker, the nanny involved.
Wow.
So the parents were very wealthy.
Did he already have the trial?
The trial's going on right now, I believe.
Ooh. Well, he's
and
done.
That is brutal.
He's the one who actually fired the shots?
He's the one seen. They say it's him with a backpack and, like, you know, surveillance camera, like, sneaking into the house.
I remember when that story came out and they showed that video. I think, yeah.
So I actually don't
remember.
It rings
a bell now.
Have they claimed their innocence?
No. The daughter or the nanny, one of them, pleaded guilty to accessory after the fact. Mm. He's Dunsky.
Yep.
Dunsky. Yeah, he's done. He made $14 million in his career.
Yeah.
And bad investments.
And he killed his in-laws.
Yep.
And they have kids, I believe, to cash in.
There's a show on Apple TV
Psycho.
Plus.
That's being underreported.
That's psychotic behavior.
There's a
obviously.
Show on Apple TV Plus starring John Hamm called Your Friends and Neighbors. My wife and I are watching it, where he's like this rich, super rich hedge fund guy, and then he loses his gig and loses his money, and then he just starts breaking into. He lives in a gated community. He starts breaking into the homes of like all his country club friends, stealing watches and stealing paintings mm-hmm. and stuff because he thinks they're not going to miss it so that he can continue his lifestyle.
Hmm.
So what's the name of the show? Burglary scheme.
Yes.
Okay.
What's the name of the show?
I believe it's Your Friends and Neighbors.
Your Friends and Neighbors.
Or maybe it's just Friends and Neighbors.
Drab, you can help me with this because obviously you've handed me the story. I can't read it while I'm doing this. But Bonnie Blue, you know who Bonnie Blue is, right, Cakes?
I know this person.
What's Bonnie Blue's claim to fame? Or, there's two of them.
She's in a sex off with, I believe, Lily Phillips.
Right.
And to see who can get the higher body count.
Right, in a 24-hour period.
Yes, correct.
I think one is claimed.
I think I'm pretty close on that.
I think one is claimed to do 1,000. One maybe did a lead up to it, did 100, you know, but they want to train up to get
Slacker.
To 1,000. Yeah.
And Lily Phillips, is she a porn star?
They both
she is
are.
Now. I mean, I think so.
Bonnie Blue is as well?
Yeah, only I think fans. So.
Creators.
Yeah, they're OnlyFans girls.
Oh,
okay,
gotcha.
So they're trying to get ADs.
Gotcha.
Right? Anything for ADs. But apparently, Bonnie Blue, Drab, I can't read this as I'm doing this.
Bonnie Blue has been permanently banned by Nottingham Forest and their stadium, and she was escorted off the premises. This past weekend, she showed up to a match. I guess she claimed she was going to pleasure fans.
Hmm.
They got word of it
mm-hmm.
and said, "I don't think so."
Yeah,
and banned her for life. You were permanent, and she's you know crying. She's saying,
it's "Paying a, customer."
It's an attack on sex workers. She wasn't mm-hmm. doing anything wrong.
Well, she's wrong. You can't say you're going to commit a crime. That's a crime.
I put on my socials, "Hey, boys, I'm going to be at the game. I'd like to film with you afterwards. I turn up
it's
at
not
the
a crime.
Well, that's different. I but turn if you're up at the, at the game,
yes. Yeah. I turn up at the game and security was like, "You are permanently banned from the grounds."
Oof.
Reminds me of when we did our bag bit at FedEx Field. We were giving away all the 106.7 the fan bags to people.
To
they were hip
heads.
To it.
Yeah.
And then if they saw you with a bag, they wouldn't let you in the stadium with it.
Brilliant guerrilla marketing by us.
Right. We were on our A game.
Yeah, it was strong.
We've slipped. That was really
hey,
good.
Luckily the team now not worthy of wearing bags
that's right.
over your head to the stadium.
You'll never
to
see
watch
that.
The team.
Unless we get off to
as long
a rough
as Adam
start.
Peters and Dan Quinn are there, you'll never
what
see
what was the Warren Sharp deal where he responded to the schedule? I guess people have pointed out that the last year's schedule was the easiest. This year, they don't have
the
toughest schedule. They're more middle of the pack, but you know, dramatically more difficult than mm-hmm. last year, right? Halfway more difficult.
Yep.
I'm not describing that right, but if last year they had the easiest, this year they're middle of the pack. So significantly more difficult schedule.
Yeah, I saw strength. Of
why did you bring
rankings.
That up after Bonnie Blue?
Something triggered it. Something triggered
I see eighth toughest.
Well, because we brought up the bags. We were talking about the bags.
Gotcha. The Giants.
Said we don't need that anymore.
Now, this is based on win percentage of their opponents from last year. So mm-hmm. some teams are worse and better. But Giants have the toughest, according to that number. Commanders, eight. The Niners actually have the easiest.
That's good for you.
Must be playing the Jags or the Panthers or the Saints or...
And last but not least,
maybe the Giants.
The Diddy trial has begun. I don't know. Drab, is this on TV anywhere? Can we watch this?
I don't
think
so.
Because I saw like artist renderings, and usually that means there's no footage.
Yeah, zero TV.
And so he was all dressed up. He won. Good for him. He won the right to wear his own clothes. He didn't have to sit there in his jumpsuit. So he was dressed up all nicely. They say his hair's all white now.
So really,
doesn't
have the hair coloring.
Yeah,
in
so his hair's white, his beard's white, but it's neatly trimmed. And I guess they're going through jury selection. They say he's very cordial. He did acknowledge at one point, though, he asked the judge if he could use the bathroom. The judge asked if he could wait, and he basically said, "Your Honor, to be honest with you, I'm very anxious today." So
I bet
you could understand that.
Sure.
So I guess they gave him the time to go run to the mat. The big deal is they're naming all of these celebrities that have been to Diddy parties before. And a lot, you know.
You don't want to be named on that list.
Kind of like being on the Epstein list. Yeah. You might have done nothing wrong. You just get excited you got invited to a Diddy party.
Sure.
But Mike Myers was one of the first names mentioned. I think he might have been a frequent attender case. Of the Diddy parties.
Austin Powers?
Naughty. Yeah. It's very naughty.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be some random names on that.
There's a lot of names. Yeah. Kanye, Mike Myers, Michael B. Jordan. I know this name, but I don't know who it is. Kid Cudi.
Rapper.
I don't know.
I know he's a rapper, but I couldn't pick him out of the lineup. Yeah. So anyway, a lot of... interesting trials going on.
You just
on
hope Jaden Daniels was never there.
Yeah, don't have him on the list.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
All right, don't forget, before the show is done, we'll give you another chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 of Caps Hurricanes. But the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067, you score two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller right now, you win. Jason, if you wanted to place a wager on anytime goal scorer tonight, got a couple interesting names for you as the Caps ready to take on the Hurricanes.
Okay.
Dylan Strome's at +240.
All right.
He scored twice in the Montreal series. I kind of like this one too. Connor McMichael at +330.
Love it.
Anytime goal scorer tonight. Those are a couple of nice options for you there on FanDuel.
How about just to score 1 point? I've got a couple numbers here. Tell me if you really like it.
All right.
They got Stromer at -200. So
yeah, I mean, they're expecting that to happen. Yeah.
But some of the plus numbers, they've got Protas at +178.
Okay.
They've got Pierre-Luc
Dubois.
+125.
All right.
Those are the current Caps they have in the plus. Connor McMichael +116.
Right.
What is this?
Just to score a point.
Oh, to score a point. In game one?
In game one, yep.
All right. You guys have any exotic setups for watching the game tonight?
My phone.
Your phone. That's not great.
Not great.
But at least you're watching.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
JP?
I'll probably just do the basement where I watched the great game last night. So hopefully it'll replicate between the Nuggets and OKC.
Very good.
My Thunder. TV from my bed.
From your bed?
Yep.
At puck drop, you'll be under the covers or over the covers?
probably under the covers.
Mm, okay,
with
good.
With my computer.
I'm going to guess you're going to watch.
Dog.
I think you have two periods in you tonight before you drift off to sleep.
It's a good call.
And then you'll watch period three at 3 a.m.
Correct.
That's the way you do things.
So if it's tied 2-2, you're going to be able to
When
go
they
to
go
bed.
To that second intermission, I'm just out.
I think my move tonight is going to be, because I slept poorly Sunday night. I did this last night, and I had an amazing night of sleep.
Yeah.
I think at about 9:15 tonight.
Did you pour a cocktail?
I'm going to take two Benadryl and wash it down with a beer.
At what time?
Isn't that a big no-no? It's got to be a big no-no.
I mean, I don't think it's probably not prescribed by your doctor, but it's called self-medicating.
You know, you definitely don't take, I know you're a Xanax guy. You don't take Xanax and alcohol. You know that, right?
I do know that. Though, in years past, I think I took a half of a Xanny. And washed
probably,
it down.
It's probably all right, but you're not supposed to.
I know you're not supposed
big
to.
Big time not supposed
and
to.
And washed it down with a tall beer at the airport before I got it.
Like you're big time not supposed flight. To.
I know you're not supposed to do that, but I did it.
EB, did
not
you
proud
know?
Of it, but I did it. I'm still here.
Yeah. Did you know that you have something in common with Ben Stiller?
Hmm. Me?
Ben Stiller.
I'm taller than him.
Probably born around the same time, or maybe Ben Stiller's a little bit older than us. I'm not sure.
He's far more accomplished in career. What would I have in common with him? I can't really think of anything.
Does he get pissed off about being misquoted?
maybe he does.
I would think that would
Jane
be
Daniels.
That should be unanimous.
You have many things that are probably in common, but what I've noticed is what you have in common is during game tweets. Here are some tweets last night from Ben Stiller during the Knicks game.
Okay.
OG.
Okay, that's it? That's all he says?
Another one. Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. Hold on, wait.
Just naming the
does
players.
Does he accompany these with at least a GIF? Anything?
No.
A still shot?
It just
nothing?
Says, Jalen Brunson, all caps.
Bad tweeter.
The next one. Here's
bad
tweets.
Twitter.
Next one say,
Josh.
Defense.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
so interesting.
And he's got another one that's got cat with a bunch of exclamation
I'm
points.
I'm okay with this.
Then he's got another one. This clearly is the end of the game. It's a yes with a million S's, and then he botched a bunch of letters, and it just goes on and on and on.
Good thing I don't follow him.
Hold on.
That
I'm
sounds
okay
terrible.
With this because he's assuming that his followers know he's at the game, and he's commenting on the game.
Yeah, but
I do that a lot.
But you have to accompany it with a snappy GIF. You can't just put the name out there and just let it hang.
Maybe sometimes.
All right, in 3 minutes, giving away a pair of tickets to Caps Hurricanes game 2.
And then he's got a lot of
your chance to win.
He's got a lot of retweets. Like he's got a happy Knicks fan. And he's like, I love that everyone feels like I do. I mean, he's just completely all in on the Knicks winning last night.
So how is that similar to me? Because I will quote.
Because you'll do those tweets where you'll just put something like Terry.
Okay, but I mean, my followers know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, to a person.
I'm not saying that it's not happening. I think his followers know what's happening, too.
Yeah.
When he's putting OG, they aren't thinking original gangster. They're thinking Ananobi.
Yeah.
He's watching the Knicks game.
Right.
I'm saying that you're similar in that regard.
Right. Okay, but I thought you were somehow there was a dig in there. Some sort of like.
There was no dig.
I'm always waiting for the dig.
You're just waiting for somebody to just come in off the top rope.
Yeah, I'm very defensive right
now. I can tell.
Did you see the $4 million Lamborghini yacht that sank?
Oh, I heard about
outside
this.
Of Miami.
Well, wasn't it like 30 influencers tried to get on the yacht at the same time, and it's built for like 5 to 7 people, and they sank it.
Jeez.
You're kidding?
No.
Well, hold on. How
it was
could
a 63-foot Lamborghini?
How can it only accommodate
yacht?
Like 5 or 6 people?
I know. It
has a weight
strange.
Limit. Worst yacht ever.
It's got a weight limit.
Where were they all? Was it 30 Lizzos?
Were they all rescued?
I don't think anybody died.
Oh. They probably, right at the port or whatever.
You could probably watch all the videos on TikTok because they were a bunch of TikTok influencers.
I'll get right on that.
I was thinking about it the other day about Sully. I was just thinking about Sully. And
oh, American hero.
I mean, just landing that thing on the... Did he ever say... Because obviously they asked him. Did he ever say, like, he knew that they would have a half hour or whatever to before the damn thing sank? That he thought...
I have no idea what he was thinking.
I'm sure he's written a book.
I think the only thing he was thinking was, this is the only place I can land this bird.
Yeah.
Because I'm not making it to the airport. Landing it
if you think in the back of your mind it's just going to sink right away. So he must have known
he must have realized if I can cruise in and have a relatively safe landing and don't just plunge nose first into the water, like it's going to take a while for this thing to sink.
Right.
Like enough time for people to get off the aircraft.
Right. Because you guys saw the viral video of the guy. I know I retweeted it. The guy that was that landed the little Cessna or whatever at Riviera Country.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
You know, which,
it's
by the way.
Crazy video.
Crazy video. And some pilots were chiming in. They're like, dude, that was a beast. It was all bumpy.
Yeah.
But they're like, for him to stop it that short and to, you know, it was beast landing.
Yeah.
He saved his life.
If you're landing somewhere that's not a runway. You're landing on a golf course.
You're landing on the green or on the bunker.
And
your
plane didn't burst into a fireball?
Yeah.
That's a 15 out of 10.
And they're probably,
every time.
They probably teach these pilots, like golf courses, if you can't find an airport, find a golf course.
It's probably a great move.
And go down the fairway.
Right. Yep. Right down the fairway.
Yep.
Just stay away from the green.
We're going to hook up the ninth caller right now at 800-636-1067. What are you going to win? Well, how about a pair of tickets to Game 2 of the Capitals Hurricane Series at Capital One Arena this Thursday night? For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com. Ninth caller at 800-636-1067. You win. All right, Caps Hurricanes, they dropped the puck. Thanks again to our friends at Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. We will see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley
are
coming up next.